On this episode, I speak with guest expert Zach Harlow, the sales ninja, who shares some of his sales ninja wizardry. Don't miss out on these amazing tips.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, on this episode, we have Mr. Zach Harlow, who has been in the insurance industry for 15 plus years.
15.
And ran brick and mortar, really, and went through a whole journey experience, during which time, I believe, is when I met you, as you were going through that experience to transition from offline to online. And sure. What's that?
That's how we met.
That's it. And since then, we became great friends, and we work together, and we're kind of both clients of each other. And I think really one of the most amazing things that Zach has done is sort of embraced the online world and also found out how to take just one way of doing content and has blown that up into something super, super successful. So with that, meet Mr. Zach Harlow. Welcome.
Thank you, Jen. Pleasure to be hanging out with you guys today.
Awesome. All right. So, Zach, I know I gave a little bit of background, but why don't you go ahead and give us just kind of from your perspective, where you were and what made you kind of want to hit that transition as part of your background?
Yeah, sure. So, as you know, a couple of years ago, we transitioned from about 2 years ago, started getting really serious about trying to figure out how to take the brick and mortar insurance, B2B space, business to business insurance sales. I've been a sales guy my whole life. My passion is sales training and training insurance entrepreneurs specifically how to become more profitable in the space and serve their clients well. And a couple of years ago, we branded ourselves as the Sales Ninja. And we go out there, we have a lot of fun doing that. And oh man, the journey of trying to learn how to take what's in your head and you've done one basic way for well over a decade and transition that sticks and bricks, if you will, brick and mortar over to the digital space was a significant learning curve. You met me early in that piece of the journey. But I think that I remember I was sitting at a conference probably, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, and some speaker was on stage talking about like building your tribe, finding the people that need your message, finding people that can benefit from your experience, your knowledge, your expertise. And I got to be honest, a few years ago, I knew I was really good at sales and I knew I was really good at sales training, but I had no clue if I could help people beyond my brick and mortar, office location. And so I thought, well, what better way to do it than to start a Facebook page, put some information out there, start talking on Facebook and just see what happens. And nervous as I could possibly be that first time doing that first Facebook Live, I will never forget like the pit in your stomach. And I started to go live like 28 times and then I'd stop right before hitting the live button and be like, no, I need to practice again. And it wasn't until I was like, just screw it, go live and start talking. And you know, that first video, I don't know if anybody watched, probably not one person. But now, 3 years later, probably, I don't know, I'm going to guess in 3 years, it may be well over 1,000 videos later. Certainly thousands and thousands and thousands of minutes of video later, I have found my voice. I found my tribe. My tribe has found me. We built a Facebook group out of that called Insurance Entrepreneurs, and people from all over the country that are independent licensed insurance reps that sell business to business style insurance, man, we've collected quite a group of them, and we go in there I'm in there every week, training, coaching, leading, giving away some content, helping people with some stuff. And out of that, we have now made several offers and we've monetized it, and it's continuing to work. We're having a ton of fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I love it because that you even shared the story of that you're so nervous, because everybody's nervous the first time. But I mean, now you kill it. It doesn't matter if it's on video, live presentations, whatever, you are always on point. And I love your delivery. You've definitely found a great voice.
Thank you. I tell people all the time, if you do it all the time, you're either going to get really, really good at it or you'll quit.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. Yes. one of the things that really, I mean, yes, it could go faster, but at least from my perspective, because I've been in this game for a long time, and I'm in my own journey right now as well, but like the time period in which you made the transition from trying to learn to figure it out to actually making it happen is pretty short. And I know that we're in a lot of the same circles and communities and stuff, and you meet with other people. I know that there's people that you have seen who have started the journey at the same time or even before you who are still struggling. Yeah. What would you say, in your opinion, is some of the biggest like mistakes that they're making that's holding them back?
Yeah. Probably a lot of the cliche things you hear all the time, but the biggest one for me, and this is what a lot of people may not know, because they see the journey that we're on today, and they see that, I mean, every time I have done a launch over the last, every launch we've done, every offer we've made in the digital space over the last 2 years has worked. It's converted. We've had significant sales coming from literally, so far, we've still done zero paid traffic, zero Facebook ads, zero Instagram, zero LinkedIn. It's been putting a message out to the marketplace that attracts people. They come in, we love on them, we nurture them. But that right there, like that is to me, the secret sauce. I've done several talks on that in those communities. As you know, I've gotten invited onto many stages and platforms to share our experience and our journey, because I think the one decision that goes back to was that decision 3 years ago when I heard that speaker on stage talking about the power of building your community, building your tribe. And at that point in time, what people don't realize is I had my expertise, I had my experience as a sales professional, I had my experience as a sales coach in the brick and mortar world, but I had no clue how to transition that into the digital world. In fact, to be very honest with you, 3 years ago, I was so burnt out on sales training and insurance people, I was trying to get out of that market. I was running from sales coaching and insurance. I was like, I gotta find something else to do. Maybe I'll sell candles. I don't know. Like I wanted to do anything except what I had spent my life becoming really good at, because candidly, I was just burnt out.
Yeah.
But hearing that one message, like that one message of, even if you don't know what the offer is, if you don't know how to monetize it yet, if you're not sure how to make money in the digital world, it doesn't matter, because until you have a group, a tribe, a people, a community that know, like, and trust you, then your offer is going to suck anyway. You're going to have a really hard time converting cold people into hot buyers. It's hard. It's really hard. Right. And that's the number one thing I see digital marketers in our circles. A lot of people struggle with understanding. I don't care how good your experience is. I don't care your expertise is. If you have nobody that can hear your voice and that knows, likes, and trusts you, you're going to have a really hard time getting an offer to convert, which is why we've had hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of offers convert with $0 in paid traffic.
Yeah.
When, keep in mind, not just 2.5, maybe 3 years ago, we had zero Facebook groups, zero lists, zero following, zero voice. All we had was experience.
Yeah. That's really interesting that you were ready to run from that whole thing. I heard one person on stage and decided to embrace that community because you already knew those people. Is that?
Well, it was like what I thought I was going to do, like 3 years ago when I'm sitting in that audience and I'm struggling and I'm literally wrestling with myself, hearing like this speaker talk about channeling, you know, like owning the expert that you are, letting the expert that you are come out. And you know, at that point in time, I was still trying to figure out what that even meant. And all I knew is that I love sales and I'm really good at it. But I was absolutely convinced that I was sick and tired of trying to train sales or trying to train insurance people to learn how to do sales in an honest, ethical, real manner that could still drive profit. Like, it's crazy that you can be wildly ethical, crazy passionate about what you do in the insurance space, no less, and still be wildly profitable while sleeping at night, right? Like truly being able to know that you're providing a legitimate product and service that helps people, not a, I don't want to use the cliche stereotypical term of used car sales, but everybody understands. I'm not trying to make fun of used car sale people. Please don't get mad at me. Don't send me any hate mail. Send it to Jen. You can send her the hate mail.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to give like a, that feeling that is associated with that industry. Cause let's face it. The only other industry on planet Earth that's hated as much as used car sales is insurance sales.
Yeah, that's true.
But like the way in which we operate and the way that we serve our clients, and what I found by just finally going, screw it. I don't know who I'm talking to, Jen. I don't know who's going to be attracted to the message. All I know is this is the message I can go scream into the marketplace, and I'm going to find out if anybody even cares. And over the last 3 years, we've made a lot of freaking mistakes, but the one thing I've done really well is I'm authentically transparent to the way that I train and teach and coach. And that has attracted people who want an authentic coach that can truly deliver actual results in a real way. I don't know if any of that makes any sense whatsoever, but what I accidentally found 3 years ago was the people that heard my voice were the people that were in business to business insurance, and they needed somebody that could simplify the game for them in such a way that it just made sense.
Yeah. I mean, I've been at several events with you as well, and I know I've seen you have a great voice, great personality, which we talked about, but there's definitely the people who you're doing the attracting people to you who are drawn to your message, and then driving the people away who aren't. Cause I have been at places where there's been other, you know, people in the room or outside the room that are like, does he have to yell all the time? Like those are right. Those are not your people.
I've heard that more than once. And I have gotten, I think here's another, as a person steps into their attractive character, as they become who their tribe needs them to be, I think the most powerful way to do that is to be your authentic self.
Yeah.
And I think far too often, I see this a lot in the digital marketing world. Well, I see this in life, that people try to become that which they think someone else needs them to be. Instead of being who they are, and being very comfortable with the fact that I am going to attract a certain type, but I'm also going to repel a certain type.
Right.
And the moment that I start believing that it is my duty or responsibility to try to help everyone or to try to get my message to everyone, the only thing I actually do is get my message to no one.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. And it's so true. We fall into that trap all the time. Like, oh, I need to model this person. I need to be like this. And you lose sight of who you really are. And that's really where your genius is.
We've both seen it a lot. And I think the faster people can learn to just lean into who they really are.
Yeah.
Own who you are. Like, that doesn't give you a pass. You don't get a hall pass to be a jerk. Like if you're just a jerk, stop being a jerk.
Right.
But if you're loud and you're when I teach and when I coach and when I get on stage, I am loud and annoying, and people who love it, and people who don't. And I don't care either way. I'm authentic to who I am.
Yeah, exactly. And that's obviously why it works. It's perfect. So when you first got started, because you said you were super nervous to do your very first Facebook Live and you did it on a page to start with, right?
Yep.
What were some of the things that you noticed when you were very first getting started that actually caused some traction to start getting more eyes watching you?
Oh man, I love that one. I love, love, love this question because this is going to probably, again, fly in the face of a little bit of what a lot of people are told or taught. I've heard it said from the stage a million times that you need to plan out all your, you got to plan everything out. You need to be very intentional with what you're going to go talk about. There's got to be a strategy to how you're going to then make them an offer. And I candidly, I think one of the reasons we've been so wildly successful with our offers is because we've done... We made an offer yesterday, and the website was built and ready about 20 minutes before we went live.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, as the person who's working on the back end of your systems, I know how quickly they can come together.
My tech team is like, hey, could you be a little more, like, strategic in your approach? And I'm like, hey, I just want to love on people, and when it's time to make an offer, we make an offer. And then we'll figure out how to get stupid funnels built and stuff. But yeah. Here's what I mean by that. Like, that's it. It's funny, but it's not. Like, the real truth of the matter is, I think the reason that my audience built relatively quick with zero paid traffic, with no, I didn't buy any of these stupid courses that teach you how to get fake followers and fake Instagram and get people from Malaysia who are never going to buy anything from you because they're not your avatar. I, to this day, 3 years later, we only have just over 1,000 people inside of our Facebook group. But you know what's unique about our Facebook group?
It converts like crazy.
It converts like crazy. Yep. And we have wild, like, my participation inside of that 1,000-person Facebook group is off the chain. No strategy other than only collect people that are attracted to your message. I could care less that we're one of the smallest insurance business Facebook groups on Facebook. I'm in some of the other Facebook groups where there's 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 members and 8 people post.
Yeah.
I got 1,000 people in mine and hundreds of people post and comment and like and share. Yeah. Like, that's the difference. And so by not being so sneaky about what message do I need to craft that then I can make an offer to, instead I was like, hey, what do I authentically, when nobody was watching, what message do I want to send out to the marketplace that's authentic to me?
Yeah.
What do I feel like? What pain are my people in that they don't even know sometimes they're in until somebody brings it to their attention? And all of a sudden, I started sharing about, really, for me, I'm probably the anti-sales sales trainer. Like, anybody that knows me or follows me knows that I train directly against probably 90% of common sales knowledge. I hate it. I hate the way it's taught. I hate the way it's trained. It's a bunch of garbage. I'm not into the sneaky, like, overcoming objections bullshit. I don't know what PG this is, but like, I don't do that stuff. And I train people how to be human beings who learn how to communicate with other human beings. And when you're able to take somebody who has a literal need and you've got a way to fill the need, that's called business. That's called sales. And when those two worlds meet, well, here's the thing. Most sales trainers are out there talking about, let me teach you how to overcome objections. Let me teach you how to do this. Let me teach you how to get around gatekeepers. Let me teach you how to get. Yeah. But there's a lot of those sales trainers making a quadrillion dollars doing that garbage. Yeah,
true.
And I know how to do all the tricky stuff, and I hate it. So instead of doing the tricky stuff, what if I was like, hey, let's just be human. Let me show you how to actually communicate with a gatekeeper so that he or she helps get you to the decision maker.
Yeah.
And it's simple, simple stuff like that. But by going to the marketplace and talking about those kind of things, guess who I attracted?
All the people that can work your message. That's it.
The other people that went, ew, I also hate this, like, old school 1970s sales training feel, found, features, advantages, and benefits. Like, this garbage that people are learning about sales breaks my heart. Because when you know how to do sales and you know how to do it right, not only do you get to serve your clients wildly well, and your clients become raving fans about you, and you get referrals like crazy and all the other wonderful things that happen, but this other weird thing happens called commas start appearing in your checking account after you've paid all your bills. It's amazing.
I love that.
So you just, that's it, man. Find what your authentic message is. Take that authentic message. I personally don't worry too much about what, even to this day, 3 years into this, I still don't worry a whole lot about what message should I craft so that I can then sneak this offer in at the end and create all this FOMO. And then I'm going to do a pressure launch campaign with 17 emails and you're going to die if you don't buy from me. I hate that crap. Hate it, hate it, hate it, hate it. Like, you help put all my emails into automation and crap. And it's like, that's it. You're only going to send a total of 3 emails. That's it.
Yep.
He's like, do or don't, buy or don't. I'm helping you or I'm not. Like, it's that simple. And so for me, it's just, the whole game becomes easier when we stop stressing out so much about how do I take this message and create this offer that's going to make people want to just go talk to people, collect them, get them to know, like, and trust you. And here's this weird thing. You don't even have to be that great at sales. And if you have a tribe of people who know, like, and trust you, and you make an offer that makes sense at all,
yep,
it's going to convert.
Absolutely. Yeah. God, I love that. That's so great. And it comes right back to the authenticity, but really just, I mean, that's exactly what we're doing in the social content machine as well, is like making sure that the topics that you're talking about are really wrapped around who you are. And at the core of it is who you are. And that's what you have to share.
And that's what I love about what you're doing with your social content machine. It's just helping people like me get that authentic voice out faster to more platforms to reach more people, as opposed to what I've been doing the last few years, which was just like my iPhone and a Facebook group.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and obviously that strategy has worked really well. I mean, you've converted all of this. You've completely replaced, you guys, you didn't talk about this, but you have completely replaced your insurance income. In fact, are no longer actively even selling insurance, and instead are now teaching other insurance entrepreneurs how to do what you did, and you succeeding that way.
We had some carrier contracts that were worth a lot of revenue to my family's bottom line every year. And about, I don't know, 8 or 9 months ago, I went to all those carriers and handed them their contracts back, told them, thank you very much. I'm going to go help a lot of people.
Yep.
And in order to do that, I wanted my time back. So this has been fun. It's been amazing. What took me 15 years to build in the brick and mortar world, we will more than replace this year alone.
Yep. That's so amazing. I love it. Like, super fast success story, and doing it all just being real and with no paid traffic. Like, that's amazing in and of itself. Okay, this is the toolbox. So I want to ask you a couple of tactical questions.
Let's get into it.
Because I know we'll have a few people asking about that as well. So we talked about kind of how to present, how you presented on your Facebook Lives. How often did you find really kind of worked? Length of time? Is there any kind of rules or sets that you sort of found, I want to work within these parameters?
I would say that when I was first getting started and finding my voice, just still trying to find my voice, I spent, and to this day, I still have it on my iPhone. There's like under the notes app. Every time an idea hits me that I'm like, oh, that's something that I could talk about. That's something my tribe needs to hear about. That's something that pisses me off. Like, really what happens is I hear another sales thing and it just pisses me off. And I'm like, do that. And let me tell you why you don't do that, because this is what will happen when you do that. And then people are like, oh my God, that's what happened to me when I tried that thing. I'll never do that thing again. And then I teach them what they should do instead.
Yeah.
And so I keep this big old running list of, like, that's the number one way, in my opinion, you generate expertise, is if you're able to dissect what's wrong in common culture knowledge of whatever you're the expert in and replace it with your expert knowledge or your expert experience. People have been very attracted to myself and others that do that. There's, you know, those of us that are able to just simply say, most of what's taught in commonplace, it's effective because it runs. I mean, sales is a $1 trillion industry, but it sucks. And if that's the way you want to make a living, go listen to those guys. Go listen to those gals.
Yeah.
But if you want to do sales the right way and still sleep at night and have your clients love you, let me talk to you about, does that make sense?
Yep.
So for me, it was when that inspiration struck, I usually just, the better I got at developing the discipline, I just started going live and doing it. I typically would go live anywhere from 1 to maybe 4 times a week,
okay.
Especially in the early days when I was building that. Nowadays, I typically go live about once a week. I don't, my groups talk a whole bunch without me going in there and having to do much of anything now.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So about once a week. But my probably the bigger thing that I did that was so different from what was taught or what is taught a lot of times is I built my Facebook group for 18 months before I made a single offer.
Oh, interesting.
I think that's probably the other thing. I'm not saying that was right or wrong. It's just, here's what I refused to do. Now, I was in a good place. I still had my brick and mortar. money. I wasn't building my Facebook group because I had to monetize it tomorrow to pay my mortgage. Does that make sense?
Right.
It's like, I'll worry about building a tribe and building a community of people so that when I finally figure out what offer to even make them, because I didn't know, I had no clue what to offer them that would make any sense at all to me, to them. But what I was, here's what I was scared to death of. I had collected a bunch of people like 18 months ago when we started. Actually, no, that's not true. What is it? Right now, it's just February of 2020. We only monetized our Facebook group starting April 2019. So that hasn't even been a year yet.
Yeah.
10 months. 10 months ago is the very first time we monetized that group. For 18 months up until April of 2019, we built that group by just loving on them, sharing knowledge and expertise and a little bit of coaching. But when I started going live in there and preaching a certain message or a certain sales training, it ain't hard to watch as hundreds of people start commenting and for you to go, huh, I should probably build an offer around that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, so when I decided to build the offer, I already knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is something they're all the time in there talking about, and they know they need help with. Yep. If I price it at a price point that I believe is worth my it gives me enough data to find out, here's what I needed to figure out April of last year. I needed to figure out, have I just spent the last 18 months collecting people to teach them to expect everything from me for free? There's another big, that's like the second big mistake I see people make all the time. Yes, you need to collect people and love on them and do all that stuff, build the know, like, and trust factor, yada, yada, yada. But if you never monetize it, then all you're doing is teaching people to expect everything from you for free. Yep. But when you bring people in immediately and you start trying to sell them, those offers tend to not work real well. Or every freaking time, hey, it's Zach the Sales Ninja again. Let me make more of my offers. Like every time you go and try to love on your group, but then you turn around and make them another offer. I'm in a couple of those groups that some of these digital marketers do. And guess what? Every time I see them pop up on my phone that so-and-so is live, don't click on it.
Yeah. Yep.
Because I know there's going to be a tiny bit of value and a pitch at the end.
Yep.
I don't make a lot of offers to my group, but when I do make the offer, it converts. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's some of the kind of the – those aren't my rules. I don't coach this stuff. This is not my area of expertise, but it is my story about how 3 years ago we had no group, no nothing, no nada, not even a freaking clue what I wanted to do. Built a group for 18 months, April of 2019 launched it. And then as of right now, I mean, you know, we're in the middle of the launch right now.
Yep.
And we added another 6 figures to the book yesterday. So I think what I'm doing is working by authentically putting the message out there, authentically loving on these people, knowing beyond a reasonable, I mean, I know I'm beyond confident that if the tribe of people that I've collected buy into the offer that I make them, it will impact their lives both financially and like physically.
Yeah.
The stuff I teach works.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it.
I can nurse.
All right. So if somebody is feeling, stuck or like they are ready to maybe try to take that first step, what would you even recommend to them?
That take the first step.
Take the first step.
Like shut up or put up.
Push live and make it happen.
Or it's not going to eat you. You're not going to die. No, nobody is going to shoot you over your Facebook. Well, probably not. Like hopefully not.
Yeah.
If you're that controversial, maybe pick a different topic.
Right.
Like bottom line point is until you teach yourself that, here's the problem. All right, real quick. Every single one of us operate from the exact same really, really old prehistoric brain that used to think, that thinks that every time we do an activity that we find very unnerving or uncomfortable, what happens is it triggers a whole bunch of chemicals in this thing up here. And it's like, oh my saber-tooth tiger's going to eat me. And so your brain immediately causes you to go into fight or flight mode.
Right.
And most of us, every time we look at this thing, we're like, go live, go live, go live. Your brain's like, no, it's a saber-tooth tiger, run. And so like, that's why it took me 28 times before I finally told my brain like, hey brain, shut up. I'm going to push the live button, and we're probably not going to get eaten by a saber tooth, okay?
Yeah.
And then I did that first Facebook Live, and I didn't die. Because I didn't die, my brain didn't freak out as much when I went live the second time, and then the third time, and the fourth time. And 47 times later, my brain was like, hey, dude, you got this. There's no saber tooth. It's cool.
Yeah.
Like, we've got to get out of our own stinking way, but what you really have to understand, because I didn't understand this stuff for a long time. Now I do. I thought that it was me. I thought something wrong with me. I thought that I was a chicken poop because I couldn't push the live button. I didn't realize that I was actually fighting against thousands and thousands and thousands of years of pre-programmed saber tooths. And the moment I begin to understand human psychology and how we think and how we act and why humans make the decisions that we make, I was like, oh, got this. Yo, brain, no saber tooth. Live.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, like literally a few lives later, now I can go live and sometimes I go live and I forget I'm live. That's how comfortable it has now become.
Yeah. No, but I love that though, because it is. It's a great framing to say, it's not me. It's not my fault. It's my brain, and know that you can overcome that. And then it just becomes a pattern. I love that.
You know what else is really fun?
What?
I just realized that this is an auditory podcast and I'm on video, like throwing my phone around.
Oh no, we're doing video also. It's going to be on YouTube.
Is this also going to be video?
Yeah.
Oh, well, for those of you on video, now you know what I'm throwing at the screen. Anyway. Yep.
All video. Okay, so Zach, thank you so much for sharing all this insight. I really do appreciate it. If people want to find out more information about you or learn anything else, where should they go?
Well, I need to talk to a tech team about building me a website.
That felt very pointed.
Well, until that happens, let's see.
For now, let's say ninjanation.net.
That probably the best way to actually get a hold and just kind of get into my world, see what I do, is just simply look me up on Facebook. I am real simple. Z-A-K, Zach, not Z-A-C, not Z-A-C-H, not Z-A, none of that other crap. It's the best way you spell it. It's Z-A-K, don't screw that up, Z-A-K, the Sales Ninja. If you can type Z-A-K and the Sales Ninja, you will find me. I'll be
there. Awesome. I love it. All right. Thank you, Zach. I really appreciate it. And, we will be catching you as we're working on a website, I guess.
You got to build a website. Jen will let you know how to contact me through that website, because I don't even know what it is yet.
I love it. Okay, thank you.
Hey, that was fun. I can give you some answers, and if you want me to phrase something a little bit differently, then let me know, and I'll work to rephrase something. And then the way I heard that is, if this podcast interview right here sucks, it's your fault, not mine. There's a couple that I was like, I wouldn't have aired that one. It'll be like, dear guest, we decided to go a different direction. But thank you so much.
Thanks for playing. Peace out.